Okay. You ever have one of those moments when you're driving and your heart kind of skips a beat? I did last week. I thought my brakes were going out. Turned out it was just a shopping bag rolling around under the pedal, but you know, talk about a wake-up call. I immediately started thinking about just how much we rely on our brakes, especially in a high-performance car like a Mercedes. So today we're diving deep into Mercedes brake service, and we're going to be using an article from AutoScope. They're a European auto repair shop, specialist shop in Dallas. So by the end of this deep dive, you'll be able to spot brake issues early, understand some key maintenance tips, and just get a better idea of what to look for in a great mechanic.
Yeah, that feeling of reliance on your brakes is definitely something you feel driving a Mercedes, you know. They're known for their performance, luxury. But that smooth driving experience, it really does depend on a sophisticated braking system. We're talking about technologies like adaptive braking, ABS, designed to not only stop your car effectively, but also enhance control and stability in a variety of situations.
I admit, the tech side of things can seem a bit intimidating, but the AutoScope article really emphasizes that getting your Mercedes serviced by pros, it isn't just about safety, right? It directly impacts how well the car performs and how long it lasts.
Yeah, for sure. Mercedes braking systems, they're more complex than your average car.
Yeah.
And they require specialized tools and expertise. You're not going to find that at any corner garage. Ignoring that can lead to problems down the road. Think of it this way, you know, a slightly spongy brake pedal now, if ignored for a few months, could turn into complete brake failure later. And that'll cost you thousands in repairs when a simple fluid flush could have prevented it.
Oh, wow. Okay. Definitely getting the message about proactive maintenance here. So
yeah,
let's talk about those early warning signs. The article lays out some common brake problems. What's the most obvious one?
A lot of times, your Mercedes will tell you directly. You just got to pay close attention to the brake warning light on your dashboard. That light's basically your car saying, hey, pay attention to my brakes. It could be anything from low brake fluid to like a serious malfunction in the braking system. Ignoring it could have really serious consequences.
Yeah, so never ignore that warning light. But what about some of the more subtle signs, the ones we might miss? What should we be listening or feeling for?
One of the first things you might notice is a change in the way your brake pedal feels. It's like does it feel spongy, like you're pushing down on a marshmallow? That could be a sign of air in the brake lines or a fluid leak.
Okay, so spongy pedal is bad news. What about sounds? The article mentioned some pretty vivid descriptions.
Yeah, they do. If your brakes sound like a haunted house, all squeaking and groaning, that's a clear sign something's wrong. Usually that squealing means your brake pads are worn down, need replacing. Basically, your car's way of saying, hey, it's time for new shoes.
Haha. So that squealing is basically the brake pad equivalent of wearing down your shoe soles until you hear the nails scraping the pavement.
Exactly. And speaking of feeling things, if you notice a vibration or like a pulsing sensation when you brake, that's another red flag. Often indicates warped rotors, those are the metal discs, that the brake pads clamp onto. If they're not perfectly smooth, you'll feel it through the pedal, even in the steering wheel sometimes.
Interesting. So it's not just worn out pads that can cause those vibrations.
Right. Could be the pads.
Yeah.
The rotors.
Yeah.
Or even both.
Yeah.
And that's why regular inspections are so crucial.
So before we get into inspections, let's break down these key players, pads and rotors. I think a lot of people, myself included, might be a bit fuzzy on the specifics.
It's easier than you might think. Imagine you're trying to stop a bicycle by pressing your hand against the tire. Your hand is like the brake pad, creating friction to slow the wheel down. The wheel rim, in this analogy, is the rotor. Over time, both your hand and the tire rim would wear down.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense. So brake pads are the things that actually grab and slow down the wheel. And the rotors are what they press against. But how often do these things actually need replacing?
Well, the article mentions that brake pads typically last somewhere between 25,000 and 50,000 miles. But that can vary depending on your driving style and the conditions you drive in.
So if I'm constantly slamming on the brakes in rush hour traffic, my pads are going to wear out faster than someone who's mostly cruising on the highway.
Exactly. Heavier cars put more stress on the brakes too. Think about it. Stopping a fully loaded semi-truck takes a lot more force than stopping a compact car.
That's a great point. So what about the rotors? How long do those typically last?
Rotors tend to have a longer lifespan than pads, usually somewhere between 50,000, 70,000 miles. But again, driving habits play a big role.
Yeah.
Frequent hard braking or driving on hilly or mountainous terrain can accelerate wear and tear.
So I want to keep that smooth Mercedes braking feel. And potentially save some money. Sounds like being a bit gentler on the brakes is a good idea.
Absolutely. It's all about being mindful
yeah.
of your driving habits and how they impact your braking system.
All right. So we've talked about those early warning signs and kind of the key components of the braking system. But let's shift gears a bit. Talk about finding the right mechanic to take care of your Mercedes.
You know, it's funny. One of the things that fascinates me about Mercedes is that they really are in a different league when it comes to engineering. And that means finding a mechanic who really understands these cars inside and out is crucial.
Yeah, I imagine. Not just any mechanic can handle the complexities of a Mercedes, right? Especially those advanced braking systems you were talking about.
Exactly. Mercedes utilizes technology like adaptive braking, which can actually anticipate emergency situations, help you brake harder and faster. This system relies on sensors, electronic controls, hydraulic components, all working together seamlessly. You don't want just anyone tinkering with that.
Okay, so where do we even begin? Our search for a qualified Mercedes mechanic. What are the key things we should be looking for?
So, first and foremost, you want to find a shop that specializes in European cars. Ideally, they'll have a strong track record with Mercedes-Benz specifically. Kind of like seeking out a specialist doctor. You wouldn't go to a podiatrist where you had a heart condition, right?
Makes sense. European car specialists. Check. What else?
Certifications are important. You want to make sure the mechanics working on your Mercedes are ASE certified. Stands for the National Institute for Automotive Service Excellence. Means they've passed. Rigorous tests, met industry standards. Good indicator of their knowledge and skill level.
So ASE certification is kind of like a seal of approval. Shows the mechanic knows their stuff.
Exactly. And if you really want to go the extra mile, you could look for shops that have Mercedes-Benz specific certifications. Some shops invest in factory training for their technicians. So they're totally up to date on the latest technologies, repair procedures for your model.
Wow, they're like the elite forces of Mercedes-Benz. What about word of mouth recommendations? I always feel like those are the most trustworthy.
For sure. Talk to other Mercedes owners in your area. See who they recommend. Online reviews can also be helpful. But I take those with a grain of salt. Sometimes, people are more motivated to leave a review if they had a really negative experience. So a few bad reviews doesn't necessarily mean the whole shop is bad.
True. I always try to look at the overall trend rather than focusing on one or two bad apples.
Good approach. And when you visit a shop, pay attention to their overall professionalism. Is the shop clean? Organized? Do the staff seem friendly? Knowledgeable? Do they take the time to explain things clearly, answer all your questions? Those are all good signs.
Yeah. I've definitely been in some shops where I felt like I was bothering the mechanic just by asking a question. That's never a good sign.
Speaking of questions, let's talk about costs. Mercedes service, especially for something as important as brakes, can seem pretty pricey. Yeah, it's true. Mercedes service can be more expensive than for your average car. But remember, you are paying for a higher level of expertise and specialized parts. It's like going to a Michelin-starred restaurant versus your local diner. You expect to pay more for the quality of ingredients and the chef's skill.
Right, I see your point. But just to like break it down for our listeners, what are the key factors that actually influence the cost of Mercedes brake service?
Well, the type of service you need is a big one. Are you just getting your brake pads replaced? Do your rotors need resurfacing? Replacing? Is it something more complex, like a complete brake fluid flush or a repair to the ABS system? Each of these services will have a different price tag.
So it's not a one-size-fits-all cost.
Right. Labor rates also vary from shop to shop. Jobs with highly trained technicians, especially ones who specialize in Mercedes, they'll typically charge a higher hourly rate. And then there's the cost of parts.
Speaking of parts, you mentioned earlier the importance of using OEM parts. Can you explain what those are and why they're so crucial for Mercedes?
Sure. OEM stands for Original Equipment Manufacturer, basically. It means the parts are made by the same company that originally built your car. They're designed specifically for your Mercedes model, meet the highest quality and performance standards.
So OEM parts are like getting replacement parts directly from the source?
Exactly. And while aftermarket parts might be cheaper up front, they might not perform as well or last as long, kind of like buying a designer handbag versus a knockoff. The knockoff might look similar at first glance, but the quality of the materials, the craftsmanship just isn't the same.
Oh, that's a great analogy. I can definitely see the value in sticking with OEM parts, even if it costs a little bit more.
Yeah, you get what you pay for. Right. Using OEM parts ensures your Mercedes brakes perform the way they're designed to, which ultimately contributes to your safety and the longevity of your car.
So we've talked about finding a qualified mechanic. and the importance of those OEM parts. But let's be honest, no one likes overpaying for car repairs, right? So are there any ways to keep those Mercedes brake service costs down without cutting corners on quality?
That's a great question. Glad you asked it. Definitely some things you can do to be a savvy consumer. Potentially save yourself some money, first of all. Remember all those preventative maintenance tips we discussed earlier? Things like avoiding hard braking, coasting to stops, keeping your car at a healthy weight. Those habits can actually help extend the life of your brakes, which means you'll need fewer repairs over time.
So good driving habits are good for our wallets too.
Absolutely. Another tip is to shop around for quotes from different shops. Don't be afraid to call a few different places. Get estimates for the service you need. You might be surprised at the price variations.
So it's like comparison shopping for your car's health.
Exactly. Just be sure to compare apples to apples. Make sure each shop is quoting you on the same service, using the same type of parts.
Good point. Don't want to accidentally end up with subpar parts just because they're cheaper.
Right. And speaking of parts, ask the shop if they offer any discounts on OEM parts. Some shops might have special promotions or bulk discounts. That can save you some cash.
Ooh, I love a good discount. Any other money-saving tips up your sleeve?
One last tip. Ask about package deals. Some shops offer bundled services, like combining a brake pad replacement with a brake fluid flush at a discounted rate.
Ah, so it's like the car maintenance equivalent of a value meal.
Exactly. It can be a smart way to save if you need multiple services done at the same time.
Great advice. So to recap, we can save money on Mercedes brake service by practicing good driving habits, shopping around for quotes, asking about OEM part discounts, and considering those package deals.
You got it. It's all about being informed and proactive.
Awesome. Man, we've covered a lot of ground today in this deep dive into Mercedes brake service, from understanding those early warning signs to finding a qualified mechanic, even some tips for saving money along the way.
Yeah, it's been quite a journey, but hopefully you feel equipped now with the knowledge you need to make informed decisions about maintaining those Mercedes brakes.
Oh, for sure. One thing that really struck me was that emphasis on proactive maintenance. Seems like it's way easier and cheaper to address those potential problems early on than to wait till things actually go wrong.
It's like that saying, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure, right? Ignoring a small issue now, like a soft brake pedal or a little bit of squealing, could lead to major repair later. Cost you way more.
You know what? You've convinced me. I got to schedule that brake inspection I've been putting off. But seriously, knowing when to take your Mercedes in for service can be a little tricky. What are some things to keep in mind?
Well, the general rule is to have your brakes inspected at least once a year or every 10,000 miles, whichever comes first. But as we talked about, that can change a bit depending on your driving habits, the conditions where you drive.
So if I'm doing a lot of city driving or maybe braking a bit aggressively, might want to get those inspections done a bit more frequently.
Yeah, exactly. Always better to be safe than sorry. And don't forget about the brake fluid flush. People overlook that a lot, but it's crucial for keeping your braking system performing well, preventing corrosion.
I love how the Autoscope article compared it to like a spa treatment for your car's brakes.
Yeah, that's a good one. Brake fluid absorbs moisture over time, which can make it less effective, lead to issues later on. Kind of like if you never changed the oil in your car, it would turn into sludge.
Yeah.
Cause some serious engine damage. Same principle with the brake fluid.
Okay. Definitely scheduling that brake fluid flush ASAP. So to recap here, regular inspections, mindful driving habits, staying on top of those brake fluid flushes, all key to keeping those Mercedes brakes in tip-top shape.
For sure. And remember, choosing the right mechanic is important. Look for a shop with experienced technicians, specialized in European cars, ideally with those Mercedes-Benz specific certifications.
And ask about those OEM parts. Can't stress that enough.
Couldn't agree more. It's all about being an informed, proactive car owner.
Well said. As we wrap up this deep dive, I want to leave our listeners with one final thought. Just imagine that feeling of driving your Mercedes with total confidence, knowing your brakes are in perfect condition.
Yeah. It's that freedom, peace of mind. That comes from knowing your car is well-maintained, ready to handle anything.
That feeling of control, knowing you can stop smoothly, safely, every time you press the pedal, that, my friends, is priceless. Take care of those Mercedes brakes.
And they'll take care of you.
Drive safe. Enjoy that luxurious Mercedes experience.